Okay, the first case we have for people here is case number 422-62.
Let's call it six first.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. We'll do case number six. I understand there's an agreement on that case for a continuance.
Well, there's going to continue the case here, because we don't have a quorum.
Okay.
East Haddam, maybe East Haddam present.
Please good morning, state your name for the record.
Sherman representing the appellant.
Morning.
Triple Jenny representing the side.
Okay, and we have no choice. We need to pick a new date, please, because Colonel Lower Turf has to recuse himself in this case, and that doesn't leave us with a quorum of board members.
Seeing any objection, I see no objection to this, so we'll go ahead and grant the continuance.
Do you have a date, Nancy, 60
days out? I do not have a date. He's unavailable in February, so probably in March. I'll get a date for you when I get back to the office today.
Very good.
That works.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we'll do case number 422-624.
Yep. Right, 22624, correct?
Okay, so would you please state your name, name of your witness, and spell the names of the witness for the record, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Detective John Femia, representing the issuing authority, Chief Roberto Rosado, the Meriden Police Department. Testifying today will be retired Meriden Detective John Williams, who's currently a police service technician, a civilian role with Meriden, and a detective with another law enforcement agency in the state.
Morning.
Can you spell your last name?
You don't need to say your name. It's okay.
Spell your last name.
F as in Frank. E-M-I-A.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Sure. The issuing authority denied appellant on suitability grounds on the basis of a NICS disqualifier code for domestic violence conviction, as well as falsehoods on his application, a history check in Meriden revealed substance abuse issues, and it also appears he has a felony conviction out of the state of Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's okay. Do you really like to make a brief opening statement? Just briefly what you intend to show.
Well, yeah. First, is that accurate that he has a NICS hit, he's prohibited, and a convicted felon?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I was in at the time.
Okay, so you have a felony conviction?
I thought it was a misdemeanor, but it is, I guess,
it is a felony. Well, okay. Felony conviction, unfortunately, in the state of Connecticut, prohibits this board from granting your request. So at this point, you have two options. Option one would be to proceed with the hearing today, knowing that with the felony conviction, we don't have any choice. We have to deny your application. Or you can withdraw your appeal today, so there's nothing on the record that says you've been turned down by the appeals board. And then you'd have to go back and get the felony conviction pardon. And you go back to the State Board of Pardons. And if that's granted, then you can come back and try again.
Okay, you have to speak up a little bit, yeah, sir. I can barely hear.
Withdraw.
Okay. So the case will be withdrawn. Okay. Thank you all. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.